91X News.
It's 15 degrees and cloudy. I'm James Bowler with your 91X News update. It's the time of year when it seems as if everyone is competing for your money. Charities, merchandisers, and Christmas campaigns. Jennifer Bowman reports that's taking a toll on Belleville's history.
Money is hard to come by, and preserving historical archives isn't exactly at the top of most people's wish list. The Hastings Historical Society is campaigning to raise money to move the archives from the Historical Society's current site to the old Irish Hall on Church Street. Orland French is the president of the society. French says they're going to wait until after Christmas to start looking for money again.
There's a lot of talk of competition in this community, especially this time of year with all the United Way and all the campaigns that are relying on people's generosity at Christmas.
French says the campaign has raised close to $700,000 so far, and they are now hoping for support from families for the remaining $300,000.
I haven't had anybody say we don't need an archives, but sometimes people are very willing to say, oh yeah, we'd love to have an archives fully behind you. Well, where's the check? Well, I'll get you next week, kind of thing, you know.
They're hoping to finish the campaign by March and move into what used to be the old Irish Hall by the end of summer. Jennifer Bowman, 91X News, Belleville.
Stock market jitters today are focused on Italy, where Europe's debt crisis has spilled into the third largest economy in the Euro-bloc. Investors appear to be losing faith in Italy's ability to repay its debt, and it's far too big a debt for other European nations to rescue. The TSX in Toronto is down about 140 points in midday trading, while the Dow in New York has been down about 230 points. Financial markets are tanking after Italy's key borrowing rate rose as well as above the level that eventually forced other European countries like Greece and Portugal to seek bailouts. Premier Dalton McGuinty says no new progress has been made when it comes to moving a gas plant he promised to shut down during last month's election. He says discussions are still underway and the government can't provide any new information on the Mississauga project. McGuinty also can't say how long those discussions will take. The opposition says the premier must stop dragging his feet on the issue, especially given that it was a last-minute decision just days away from last month's election. The Liberals have also been unable to explain why construction is ongoing if the plant will have to be dismantled. McGuinty had also promised to block the construction of homes in Oak Ridges Moraine during the 2003 election, but said after that win he wouldn't be able to do it. That's 91X News to 305. Here's Jose with sports.
The Belleville Bearcats AA Midget Women's Hockey Team blew a late one-goal lead in the third period of last night's game against China. Victoria Chapman gave the Bearcats a 2-1 lead early in the third, but Team China scored twice in the final 5 minutes to win the game 3-2. Despite the loss, Gord Graham, the Bearcats team president, says it was a great experience.
Usually these girls are used to watching our team, Canada, play on TV with the Olympics or the Worlds, you know, so these girls got to get a small taste of that of playing against an international team. So I think even the girls watching in the stands could see a taste of that day. Someday that could be me out there.
The Bearcats don't get back to their regular schedule for another 2 weeks. Magic Johnson says it's ridiculous to suggest that David Stern is racist, saying it's okay to disagree with the NBA commissioner, but that you can't attack the man and what he stands for. Johnson was responding to comments made by attorney Jeffrey Kessler, representing the NBA Players Association, who told the Washington Post that owners are treating players like plantation workers during the ongoing labor dispute. That was similar to the comments Brian Gumbel made last month in his HBO show, where he said Stern always seems eager to be viewed as some kind of modern plantation overseer, treating NBA men as if he was his boys. But Johnson says Stern has always done right by players, saying the NBA has more minorities in powerful positions than any other league. Penn State football coach Joe Paterno will retire at the end of the season. His 46-year-long career at Penn State was brought down by his failure to do more about an allegation of child sex abuse against a former assistant. Paterno says he is absolutely devastated by developments in the case of Jerry Sandusky, who was accused of molesting boys over 15 years. That's sports. Here's James Bowler with 91X Weather.
Today, mainly cloudy with showers beginning late this afternoon, a high of 15. Tonight, showers ending late this evening. Then cloudy with a 60% chance of showers, a low of 7. Thursday, mainly cloudy, a high of 8. It's 15 degrees. I'm James Bowler with Jose, 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 4.